In the words of the Terminator.
Or, as the Backstreet Boys once said,
we're back.
Did any of them ever say we're gay?
No, that's NSYNC you're thinking of.
It's crazy to me I'm old enough where they kind of all blur together at this point. Anyway, that's not our point.
Isn't it though?
No, it is not. Let's introduce season 2 of Queer Health Podcast.
Listening to our teaser episode for Queer Health Pod Season 2. We're a podcast, if you haven't heard of us, for sexual and gender minorities about, well, we're pretty descriptive in our title, queer health.
Gabby says teaser, and she's not talking about the usual feathered boa you might have in your closet.
I mean, speak for yourself, but sure.
Let's clarify.
We're back for a second season of 30 to 40 minute episodes that center the voices, the questions, and the health concerns of folks in the queer community.
Like, how to douche before anal sex? What kind of prep is best for me? Queer women's sexual health? Intersex folks in the fight for bodily autonomy? All of which are conveniently part of our first season.
For the second season, we are doubling down and we're bringing you episodes on ethical non-monogamy, club drugs, chest cancer in transmasculine and non-binary folks, and anal paps. I mean, doesn't that all sound so great? Am I just getting overexcited on my own here?
Well, the anal paps, well, never mind. But an episode on it certainly sounds great. You might be asking, are we doing something on monkeypox? Because you're my husband, and you ask me that every week, every time I'm doing the podcast. But the answer is no. It's a little too soon, and we don't have too much to add right now. But you can check out our social media, and we'll link to a few resources for folks who have questions. And you can always DM us, although we are not your healthcare providers.
No, we are not. And this healthcare provider has to go make a Negroni Spagliato, so this teaser episode actually has to end tragically.
So I'm going to put on my teaser feather boa and Google what a Negroni Spagliato is.
Wait, but I feel like you do know what a Negroni Spagliato is. Am I wrong here?
I do, because I went to a bar with a bunch of homosexuals, so it was obviously a topic of conversation because some of them actually exist in this century on social media. And then the bartender didn't know, and then they had to look it up. And I was just sort of embarrassed on everyone's behalf, including mostly my own.
With that story, I really do feel like sapphic Twitter might just sound off in our social media, but good thing that I'm managing our DMs. Anyway, do you want to get us out of here?
So, to listen, you can find us on Spotify, Apple, and maybe Amazon Podcasts if we get our shit together.
I see that for what it is, which is a jab at the IT department of me. And honestly, point well taken. I'm going to get my shit together. Anyway, yes, we do have a website, www.queerhealthpod.com. And if that's not enough, our DMs are always open at queerhealthpod on Insta and Twitter. And maybe if you respond to this with an affirmative, we'll get on TikTok. Just kidding, I'll never do that.
Our lesbian IT department.
See, but the thing is about that title is that it sounds like I'm using like power tools or big servers, and really it's just me after work, over-caffeinated, Googling how to start a blog.